countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, first on this Saturday morning, I met two brothers-in-laws this week who are at the heart of a dream to build a state-of-the-art athletics track in West Clare. There's no point in doing a project like this by halves. So when Dermot Galvin met with local clubs, they dreamt big. They came up with the idea of a covered running track built to the highest international standards on land on the farm owned by Dermot's brother-in-law, Joe Garry. It's now open. It's fantastic. And I went along to have a look and meet them. And I began by talking to Dermot. I see here is a massive track that you could see at the Olympics in London or Beijing or Rio de Janeiro, but instead it's in Coir Glaire.
Yeah, it's amazing, all right, you know, that when you're standing on the start line, you're looking down this long, long building, you could be anywhere. Because you've got the roof over you, you've got the long side of the building and these long lanes in front of you that just seem to go on forever. But yeah, we're here in West Clare in Clonredden, and it's great to have the facility here for future kids that hopefully will become Olympians in time to come.
Now, Joe Garry is the owner of the land, and Joe, I know you since for a long, long time.
It's a huge facility, and it'll be a great legacy that Dermot has built here, and in fairness to John Lorigan as well over the road, who's our local engineer who took it on and developed it. He's done a spectacular job. So it's really not only a great investment for now, but particularly for the future.
Just to clarify, Joe Garry was one of my worst ever physics students, but he's doing well for himself. But joking aside, when you see this, it's quite a phenomenal development.
That's true. You know, there's a number of kids around that wouldn't have access to any facility like this, going back all the way back to the peninsula, back to Loughhead. And, you know, when Dermot has coaching training here now for the cross country in the winter, they're coming from Listowel-Varna, from Tulla, over in East Clare. So it just shows you, you know, that if the facility's there, if you build it, they will come.
And this is just ordinary farmland.
It is, yeah. The ground is fairly good. So we're looking at that since I'm an organic circular farmer. So I just have the 11 cows. There's a bit of extra ground maybe that's available. And there's a 2.2 kilometre cross-country loop, a 1 kilometre floodlit cross-country loop. So, you know, bit by bit, there's an excellent committee here in the West Clare Sports and Fitness that have worked so hard to present everything and are fundraising at the present time. And hopefully we'll have the whole facility paid off by the end of the year.
You must be very proud.
I'm extremely proud because my own background is athletics, so I know from growing up myself that I was lucky enough that I got a scholarship to go to Providence College in Rhode Island, and I was amazed when I went out there with all their facilities. Wow. I was just blown away. So when I returned home then, my first summer back after my scholarship, I remember getting on a bus from Kilkee, going to Limerick, jumping on another bus to get out to UL to do a track session, and I remember one day I went out and I forgot my spikes. So I rode off 5-6 hours of my day and not being able to do the training session. So yeah. I knew that we kind of need to up the ante in West Clare and get some of our own facilities. So here we are. And look, I'm extremely proud that we're at this stage and hopefully that we'll plan to go further.
You know. Now, there'll be a history of Gaelic football on the west coast of Clare and hurling more so in the east. But athletics has always had a following. I mean, I think of Seamus Power, for instance. I think of Willie Keane. Do you think this is a place that is going to develop new talent, future stars, not just for the county, but indeed for Ireland and the Olympics?
Yeah, it's funny. Looking back through the years, there was plenty of underage talent coming up in Clare. And just when they got to teenage years, they were concentrating more on football and bits and pieces. Well, I'm hoping that going forward that we will have sprinters and people that do hurdles, following Thomas Barr, following Dervla O'Rourke's footsteps. And now that we have the facility, I can see them come from West Clare because we've plenty at underage that have achieved at national level underage. We just need to bring them forward with the facilities. So that's our goal going forward.
Well, there's plenty of talent locally, and I'm joined by Laura.
Yeah, so I'm actually from Cahir Murphy, so this is literally on my back door, so I'm so lucky to have such a facility, as are all the other clubs, local football and athletic clubs around. So it's used by many clubs, so it's such a great facility to have. We're so lucky to have it.
And there is this track, which is covered, which is just remarkable, but there's also a grass track around the circumference of the land, which also must attract everybody here to walk.
Yeah, so I come here most days and there's always a crowd here walking or running. You have the 1 kilometre loop and a 2 kilometre loop, and the 1 kilometre loop is lit, so you can come here at any hour and it's always available, so it's great to have.
I'm joined by my favourite meteorologist, a neighbour from down the road, and I know you'll all know her when I say Michelle Dillon. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Marty. It's great to be here.
But I didn't know you ran marathons and everything.
Well, I think running is, I just love to run. I suppose that's what I did when I was younger. I wasn't very good at football. I could get to the ball, but that was about it. But I always loved running. It's what we were involved in. My father and mother brought us down to training in Kilmore Macmillan with Tommy McCarthy when we were young. And we just continued. I mean, I stopped then for a while, yeah, going through those years in their early 20s and all that. But then I got back doing the 5Ks and 10Ks. And then got back then doing marathons with my cousin Una. So we've done 6 marathons now. So I think running is great. It gives you a chance when you're out there. It clears your head and you can think about your work ahead for the day. And sometimes I'm there putting my forecast together in my head and how I'll present that forecast. It just gives you that freedom in your mind, space to think and just, you know, get that together. So I think it's fantastic.
Joe, just go back to you for a moment. Is it a major advantage as a local farmer to have the national meteorologist just down the road?
It's like a hotline to God, Marty. Yeah. So especially when you're making hay and things like that. 2 weeks ago, I rang Michelle. I said, do I have 4 days to make hay? And she said, there will be showers, but they'll be clear from Coir Chlaer. So went ahead, cut Saturday, turn Sunday, turn Monday and bail Tuesday.
Wow. Do you realise what a great help you are?
Well, I suppose we know how important the weather is and the forecast to the farmers and to fishermen and everyone relying on the weather. So when you can help, it's a great thing to be able to do that.
Have you looked ahead to the week ahead?
Well, at least we've all that wind and rain. We've had those warnings now, some heavy rain and those very strong winds. And for this, it's turning more. We're getting more into the Atlantic, fresher air. We've had all that high humidity this past while, but we are getting into the fresher air now through the weekend. So cooler, more of an Atlantic regime. Sunshine and showers, some rain at times too, but we not quite that really heavy, humid weather that we've had. So turning fresher this weekend.
And that was Michelle Dillon ending my report from Coir Chlaer.